Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here as we get into a brand new month. If you can believe that, October is already here. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend some fall time here in Cherry County and the Valentine area. Check out a fall hunt, maybe a turkey hunt, a grouse hunt, a deer hunt. Lots of hunting things to go on.
Yeah, no kidding.
So check it out. Lots of things to do here. And don't forget the Bull Bash coming up in February. Go to visitvalentine.com.
You know, just thinking about that, I bet you could even set up a snipe hunt.
Probably could do some snipe hunting.
I think so. You know, since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. And when I mean livestock, I mean everything. Commercial cattle, grain, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm equipment, upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News.
Today to open the program, something from Jack Ostergaard out of Gothenburg, Nebraska area. Open Range is the name of his book. And the final thing in there is an entry called Final Goal by Jack Ostergaard. When you've made your final ride and your last steer has been turned, you have finished your last roundup and your last brand you have burned, you have fought the good fight and rode the extra mile, have withstood the tribulations and overcome each trial. With your final goal in sight, as you reach out for the end, though your eyesight's growing dim, you can visualize a friend. You have reached the pearly gates, and you will know that you've done your best when you hear these welcome words, "Come in, cowboy, and rest." Many of you in the ranching industry are familiar with the Rocking Jay Ranch of Cody, Nebraska, and recently Jerry Adamson had passed away. Fine establishment, been involved in the agriculture and ranching scene for generations. His family carries on. I've had the opportunity to work with Jerry over the years on different things, and he is a definite Sandhills icon that will be missed. Memorial services were this past weekend in Valentine. So just passing that along to you today as part of our Good Stuff program.
Bill Gates recently gave a speech at a high school about 11 things they did not and will not learn in school. He talks about how feel-good, politically correct teachings created a generation of kids with no concept of reality and how this concept set them up for failure in the real world. So he has these 11 rules. Number one, life is not fair. Get used to it. Number two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Rule three, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school. You won't be a vice president with a car phone until you earn both. Rule four, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. Number five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. Rule six by Bill Gates, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Rule number seven. Before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room. Again, Bill Gates.
I have some things about dogma. This was from Tony Bullitt.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Looking at the dog perspective here, I guess. If your dog is fat, you're not getting enough exercise. Some days you're the dog. Some days you're the hydrant. And whoever said you can't buy happiness forgot about puppies. Gene Hill said that. You had an uncle named Gene Hill. In dog years, I'm dead. Unknown author on that. Aldous Huxley said to his dog, every man is Napoleon, hence the constant popularity of dogs. And a dog teaches a boy fidelity, perseverance, and to turn around three times before lying down. That's from Robert Benchley.
And remember, folks, growing old beats the alternative, dying young. I heard somebody say the other day that they'd already beat that. They weren't going to die young.
Well, we might have gotten past that point. I'm not sure what definition of young is, I guess.
Yep, indeed.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, please, and include the author if you know who it is. This is the good stuff.